Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And I'm saying, if you're trying to make having bitches a business, you already fucked.
You're listening to your number one radio station.
Rosebud, Bitter Dough.
Are you a Macaholic? Spitting game to a lady. Would you take a glass of wine? Can you keep a loose one, baby? Give it if it tastes all right.
God damn it. Shine, I just got to ask you one thing. Can you fucking hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. Yes, sir. Loud and clear.
All right, man. I'm putting you back in, God damn it. Hey, you guys. I go through these changes because, man, shit. Some of this shit I can't figure it out. And I ain't tripping with these microphones. I'm using my phone. That's why I'm coming through loud and motherfucking clear. But this is, you know, the goddamn show, the Rosebud Show. You know, ask me any motherfucking thing. But, shit.
Now, you know, I got to go off script from the way I usually do this because I'm going to say this shit. You know, I've been going through shit with this nigga's handful. I don't dislike this nigga. I have nothing against this nigga. My only problem with this nigga was that when we was discussing some game and I gave my opinion and he gave his and I didn't agree with his, he just started telling me that I was too small and I couldn't, you know, I didn't think well enough to disagree with him, and that he, if that's the case, could roast me on any point that I bring over my mouth and have the nerve to say. And I said, well, man, why don't you roast me now? And he come telling me how he respect me. So at that point, I told that nigga, fuck some respect, man. Roast me, man. You know, don't tell me. That's an insult to me. So what I'm saying is the nigga didn't took too long to actually get at me. So I ain't fucking with that shit no more. So, you know, whatever y'all think about it, y'all think it. But you know me. I've been on this goddamn medium for about 8-9 years. Every year, those of you who have been following me, every year there is a situation similar to this that I have to stand up. Because what I'm saying is, if it's about some street shit, I stand up for it. Think about this, fellas, and then I'm not going to go, but I'm going to leave the subject alone. Think about what I'm going to tell you right now. You guys had the opportunity to read whatever this motherfucker would say and whatever people supporting him would say, whatever people supporting me would say, which is fine. But if you notice, I don't call no names. I don't need nobody to help me. I talk about OGs and what they think, but I don't need them motherfuckers. This nigga, you know, he told me that I should have used some nigga's name to get some ass. Nigga, please, I wish I would be in the streets and use a motherfucker's name. All of this stuff tells you how unqualified this dude is. Okay, not in saying that, through with it. Sinful, I wish you the best, man. I ain't mad at you. I ain't never been mad at you. I just ain't going to have no nigga. I ain't allowing no nigga to say some bullshit to me. That's just all it is to it. And that's all that shit was about. It wasn't about nothing other than that. Because if you got so much respect for me that you going to go soft on me, I'm going to show you some disrespectful shit, motherfucker, because I ain't going soft. I go hard, period, in all instances. Now, tonight, we're going to talk about the goddamn things to do to establish in your own mind if you are really about what the fuck you say. And it's, tonight we also going to talk about what to do with a motherfucking woman besides fuck on her. Because, goddamn it, I got to say this. If you want to know what actually started that shit with me and Sinful,
was he was telling me that he had a woman abroad that was paying him, and he didn't have her for a year, and he ain't fucked her. So, okay, man, I didn't heard that kind of shit before, so I'm trying to listen to what he's saying, and he was telling me how a real pimp man and how he do, you know, so I'm not going to listen to what he's talking about a real pimp, because there ain't no way in the world I'm going to have a bitch a year paying me, and I ain't going to fuck with the bitch. So I asked the nigga if he was talking about, he told me that the bitch didn't reach his choosing fee. Now, you got to understand, this is over a year. So what I'm saying is, the bitch had reached him, I think he said $25,000 in a year. What I'm saying is, what kind of goddamn payment plan is this nigga got this bitch on? Because if she ain't reaching him 25 racks every month or every 2 months, kill me. That's how the streets pay. So what I'm saying is, if this nigga got a bitch and he ain't fucked with her for a whole year, she got to be, and she didn't pay him, you know, $300,000, $400,000. He could talk shit about, you know, he establishing a point. But if the bitch has only paid you $25,000 in a year, that's less than $2,500 a month. Come on, man. That ain't pimping. And when I told him that, he got mad at me. Because I told him, nigga, that's some goddamn sucker shit. And if I didn't know no better, I would think your motherfucking ass is scared of that bitch. Because what reason can a motherfucker have to not fuck with a bitch in a year? Other than the fact he's scared of that bitch or bitches. Because what I'm saying is, let's say the bitch didn't have enough money. Oh, any real pimp, let's say the bitch got $2,500 and you want $25,000. Any real pimp will break that bitch with that $2,500 and send her ass right to work. Ain't gonna touch her, ain't gonna fuck with her, ain't gonna do shit till she reach that $25,000. And if she stay long enough to reach it, she gonna reach it in a month. 1 month tops. And I'm a pimp on her motherfucking ass. Period. She gonna, okay, whatever the nigga said he's supposed to do. I'm saying, if you sit up and say some ignorant ass shit like that to a nigga like me, what in the fuck do you expect me to do? I'm not co-signing that shit. And all you niggas that's been hitting me, you know, about arguing with that nigga, nigga, I'm not arguing with that nigga. I'm not co-signing with that nigga, because he can only talk if you agree with him. And that's why it's a big deal, because I'm not sucking that nigga's dick. Shit. Now, which one of you motherfuckers on here right now know something to do with a bitch besides fucker? Come on, somebody. 30 seconds. I got to have 10 people, but whatever. Come on, man. Don't be scared, motherfucker. Who knows something to do with a bitch besides fucker? Uh-oh. 347, you fly motherfucker, you. What's up, man?
Hey, what's up, man? Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and answer your question, man. You can go ahead and charge that bitch.
Wait, listen, bro. Now, this is another thing that I don't like about that sinful nigga. He's vague, and that's because he speaks in sayings, and he speaks in fucking philosophical terms. Yeah, you can charge the bitch, but what the fuck do you mean? Me, the way I charge the bitch ain't going to be the way you charge the bitch. So if I'm silly enough to go for you saying charge the bitch, then I'm going to go for what you're saying, which means I'm subject to get played when I get in the streets. Because I need to know, what are you talking about when you say that? Oh, I'm going to give you a hint. You are right, but what are you talking about?
Well, when I say charge a bitch, man, I mean for whatever I want. If I'm talking about some money, if I'm down and dirty in the game, I'm talking about charging the bitch, bringing the sending the bitch out there to bring it back to me. That's what I'm talking about. When I say bring it back to me, I'm talking about some motherfucking money.
Listen at your black ass now, motherfucker. That's how you talk, nigga. for your information, that's how you spit. You don't leave room for a motherfucker to ask you some questions.
Hey, when I'm talking about bringing this to me, I'm talking about going out, getting my money, getting some money, doing woo woo. And when I'm talking about what that is, I mean, some money, he just let me know what she was talking about, bro. And what I'm saying is, that's what real niggas do. Real niggas don't get pumped off because I raised my voice. Because you could have got pumped off. I raised my voice. Man, fuck my voice. Unless I could actually jump through this goddamn phone and choke you, you ain't got to worry about me. So why would some nigga that you talking to be trying to be soft or whatever? Because, man, you know, just like you said, you just... What I'm saying, brother, I appreciate it, whether you know what you did or not. I'm going to take for granted that you do know what you did. Because what you did was hear me. You don't even know this. Fuck no, you don't know this. But let me tell you what you did. You heard me rant for 10 minutes. Then you heard me challenge AM motherfucker to open his mouth and say what he would do with a bitch besides fuck her, because as I'm speaking these words, who's ever listening, and then they pump, they already know that I'm finna roast whoever get on the phone. Therefore, they not getting on the phone. Mm-hmm. They go sit back and let me talk shit, and they gonna be saying, damn, Rosebud, an angry old ass motherfucker. Yeah, but you, nigga, heard the same shit they heard, got on the motherfucking phone, said some shit, I charge your motherfucking ass, and what you do, stand up. And no matter what, you got way more from the conversation than any motherfucker listening. Because I ain't saying you never stood up before, but don't it feel good when you really see that you did stand up? Shit.
Every time.
My dick hard. Hey, I'm telling you, when I do that shit and it's right, my bitch getting fucked tonight. It's just like that with me, man, because it makes me feel good. And mm-hmm. I just appreciate you, bro, because that was bomb shit. I was playing my hand, you know, and you just rode with me, man. That's the nigga that'll ride with you, fellas. That's the nigga that'll ride with you, you know, even if he ain't really show. You know, if his mind made it, then he coming. Hey, man, you got anything else?
No, that's it, man.
Hey, I love you, man. That was dope. Hey, you guys, see, the thing about me, if you want to listen to my voice, if you want to listen to my approach, or whatever, you may or may not get the fucking information. But whenever I'm in a situation where someone is challenging me, sure, I'm going to raise my voice. But what I'm going to be doing is trying to pump you off to see if I should accept any of the shit you're saying. Because if you let me say some shit, I ain't going to beat you up or none of that goddamn shit, but I ain't going to let you fucking say nothing to me. And then what I'm saying is, you know, this nigga said so much weak shit, you know, told me that I needed to introduce myself to another motherfucker. What kind of motherfucker do that? Man, I'm in the streets, man. I'm not finna introduce myself through somebody. Man, fuck you, man. I told him that punk. Nigga, P stand for pussy and punk. Now, I don't know which one of them motherfuckers you is, but goddamn it, that shit you saying weak. And this is my thing. I want strong motherfuckers. I don't want to fuck with no punk-ass nigga that listen to me sound like I sound now, and now he's so punk, he can't talk to me. Damn, Rosebud angry. Yeah, I am angry at all you soft motherfuckers that hear that shit in my voice. But all you motherfuckers that just hear me talking shit and stand up and say whatever the fuck it is you're going to say, you're going to get the information, even if you don't know you're going to get it. Because the information, no matter how I bring it, is that. Stand your motherfucking ass up. Don't let no nigga say nothing to you. He ain't got no business saying to you. And for, you guys got to understand this. You got to understand this. This nigga Sinfo is 33 years old. He's been in the game since he was 23. Everybody in the game knows that real pimps turn out at 16, 17.
I know I turned out at 21, so I'm close to, you know, to like sinful. But what I also know is that 10 years ain't enough time for you to think you're wise. You know why? Because you haven't lived, you haven't challenged your life. Any person that knows anything about wisdom knows it goes with age. It does not go with the fact that you looked up some words and some statements and blah, blah, blah. And some motherfucker on YouTube is liking your motherfucking ass. And you think, come on, man. Talk about real life wisdom. How do the motherfuckers in the penitentiary decide they going to fuck this nigga? Not sinful, but whoever. Fuck a nigga. Because they say or do something, and depending on what this motherfucker say or do, depending on it lets you know if his ass getting fucked. Because anytime you act like you need some backup and you in the street, nigga, you getting fucked. And I didn't talk to Tay. I didn't talk to Delicious. I didn't talk to various niggas that then verified the same shit that I'm saying that this nigga does. And if you guys want to motherfucking believe it, believe it. I mean, he do claim to be a wizard at fucking YouTube shit. 443, what's up?
Hey, what's good, bud? I got a question tonight.
Come on.
Do you believe in the saying, you know, you can't teach an old dog new tricks? Like, is it possible to go from, like, you know, a super simp all the way from to an alpha male and then what, maybe even a pimp? Is that possible late in age? Or
bro,
you gotta
bro,
do
bro, 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 first. Anything is possible. Chances are, if like sinful, I was just saying, did it later than me, but I did it really late, and I was 21 when I turned out. So I was already an old dog with old habits, and if I wanted to get in this game, I had to, you know, really act like, you know, fuck it, because that's the first thing I thought when I, as far as when I observed them niggas, they all had the fuck it attitude. And since I was 21, you know, I wasn't 16, I ain't got that fucking attitude. I didn't, you know, live through some shit, and I'm kind of protective of whatever that is, which wasn't shit. So at first I was going, you know, using my head, I thought. But when I got out there and seen my head was going to keep me on the motherfucking bottom tier of this shit, I adopted with them niggas that had been out there since they was 14, 15. They 23, 24 now. Fuck it. And once you adopt that attitude, that's when you start getting game, because you're saying, fuck it. You know, you finna eat or die.
Is it one of those things where it has to be out of necessity, or if you got other options, you might not ever do it?
No, because I had other options. It's about what your choice is. Options
right.
does not make your choices. Options just give you things to choose from. Your choice is going to come from within. It's going to come from you. And if you really want to be out there like I did, because, man, when I turned – listen, man, when I turned out, I was a poo-shooting motherfucker. Right now – barely any motherfucker could beat me on the pool table. But
I like
when
pool.
When I started pimping, I put that pool stick down. Ain't no way in the world I want a motherfucker to confuse what I'm doing with gambling. And if I played pool with a motherfucker, I did not bet no money. Because I ain't trying to have no motherfucker thinking I'm hustling. I ain't no fucking hustler. So what I'm saying, it's a choice. I wanted to be a pimp. I didn't want to be no fucking hustler. I sold dope. I did all that shit before I started pimping. I didn't want to do none of that shit. And you get in my car and you're
like,
talking about you got a gang of... Go ahead.
You once you made your choice, you got rid of all the other options, right?
No, I didn't get rid of them. I just didn't utilize them. I still have those options. They never left me. I just still don't use them.
I got you.
Really, you got to understand this, man. The thing about confidence is being truthful with yourself. It's not about fooling yourself. It's not about trying to make yourself accept some shit. It's about, do you accept it or not? Now, it may be something you should not accept. I don't know, because I don't live your life. But if you're the kind of motherfucker that got to ask questions, something very important could be going on, and you ain't going to make no decision on it because there's no one for you to ask the question. My life is fully self-contained. I don't need to borrow no money from people. And if anything, I'm loaning people money. I don't ask people for no advice. I'm not bragging or any of that. What I'm saying is I live according to me and what I can take care of. My woman, my car knows, my whatever, buy my daughter a car, whatever, you know what I'm saying? My daughter ain't needing shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm like that, man. I don't want to hear that bullshit, girl. Here, get your little ass out of here because I don't want to hear the shit. I got enough problems. But what I'm saying, that's not the only way to take care of business. But for me, when it comes to my daughter, that's how I take care of business. I don't want to hear that shit here. You know, because I don't want my daughter to think she got to tell me no story to get whatever she's trying to get. Although, I'll let her know you just ain't going to come in here getting shit because I'll tell you no in a minute. See, and it don't matter what the story is. So, let's say her car broke down and she's telling me and I feel like telling her no. Hell, fuck you, no. I ain't going to say yeah because I should. I'm going to say yeah when I want to. And I try to always want to. That's just the way I am. But for me, my life is controlled by those ways and those thoughts. And for me, it makes me feel very successful. And that's all it's about, how you feel. Now, let me ask you something, bro. Let me ask you something. You're an older brother that's just thinking about trying to charge a bitch. Is that what time it is?
I think I could do it. Like, I think
I didn't ask you that. I didn't ask you that. I asked you, are you an older brother that's thinking you could charge a bitch?
I'm an older brother. I'm not thinking about it right now. No, I'm doing other things.
But I'm saying, why did you ask? Is it too late? Is it ever too late to teach an old dog new tricks?
I'm kind of just interested in the game. So I, for one, I had a kind of like a book idea with maybe a story of a guy that goes from a super square all the way up. And how would I tell that story? So if it's possible, I can.
Well, maybe don't give me your plot, man. That sounds good. You know I'm a goddamn writer, man. Don't never give people your shit like that. But any fucking way,
it won't happen again.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man. Don't do it. Any fucking way. Right. What I'm saying is, see. When you, if you're an older dude and something then happened, blah, 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 9 out of 10 times some bitch then stepped on you. But anyway, some jump off and you start thinking about this, you have to be smart and you have to really be deeper than the surface level of what attracts people to the game. Initially, it's all surface. It's all flash. It's all wine and roses. It's everything is good. I get to buy this. I get to do that. I get to stay at all that shit. But then that life start, coming in on you. You know, I got to pay for this. I got to pay for that. Bitch going to jail. All this stuff start coming. So what I'm saying is when you young, you say, fuck all that. I don't give a fuck. That's a part of it. That's a day in the life. So if it mean I got to be broke, stinking home for 2 days, because I'm living this life, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to do it. But let's say a nigga 32, nigga ain't had a job for a while, you know, nigga know how to live, and, you know, but now he thinking the slick shit. You think you going to be willing to be living out in your car for 2 days? Nigga talking about this game. No, I don't think so, brother. So facing that kind of truth will allow you to go further when you start thinking about, are you trying to charge a bitch? Because if you just want to quit getting charged by a bitch, which I hear that too in your voice, that's a whole other thing. Hey,
I got you.
So what I'm saying, bro, it's a lot of shit. That's what that damn group be about. We going to detect this kind of shit and break this kind of shit down. You got my shit?
So no, I don't have. I listened to your audiobook, but that's about it.
Man, you ain't got the course. You can't join the group because you got to have the course to join the group. Because it ain't no sense to be trying to talk to
him. I've been listening for a while, but like since the Man Mindset days, I heard you on an old like Mac Lessons radio show interview, and I started checking you out back then. And then now,
people can learn by listening. And people can pick up, you know, because I call them crumbs. They can pick up the crumbs. But it will take you 19 years to manufacture this cake, picking up these crumbs. That's how many crumbs it is. So I'm just saying, if you ever get the chance, you're ever able, get that course. So when we kick it, you'll really, really, really. You see, right now, a lot of things you did understand, but you don't know what about those, about understanding those things is important. Because those things that we talk about right now, see, niggas that took my course, I didn't fix it to where, since it's like so many thousands of things to talk about on the course, I can't talk about them all. It would be hundreds of hours of shit. So I drop a lot of bombs while I'm doing my show. And motherfuckers that got my course, they know what to listen for. And they know how to, once they hear it, because I always explain it. They know how to explain it and understand whatever it is according to their life, which is why my course is so dope. It only can help you, bro. So I'm going to put you back in. Hey, what's up, man? Oh, that's Sean. What's up, Sean?
I think that was Jay Money that just went off the that was the last call. I just wanted to tell him that he might as well invest in himself and get the course. You got to realize that if you look at the course gives you the blueprint. If you look at the final result and try to pick it apart and you see him talking shit and you see his callers talking shit, you'll never know what the blueprint is. So he might say key words that make sense, but if you don't have the whole map, the whole blueprint, you're just kind of confusing yourself. You know, it looks good from the outside, but you got to have the whole blueprint.
It's because you're learning all about a racing car motor, and you've never even driven a car.
Correct.
You know,
Correct. That's
how it is. You know, it's going to be good. You're going to know all about that damn motor if you keep learning about it. But when you get in the car, you're going to tie the car up because you don't know shit about the power of the motor,
guys. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's how simple. It's simple like that. And when you break it down like that, you begin to see how simple and how easy it is for you or any other person to get sidetracked, because I get sidetracked. You know, so, man,
right.
I'm so tunnel vision. Sometimes I just, you know, think I'm right, period. And, you know, arguing, I ain't really an arguer, but I will argue. And, they used to call me Shit Starting. That was my nickname, Shit Starting Bud. All my OG partners used to call me that, Shit Talking Bud, because I always was the nigga that was going to stand for what was right.
Correct.
I ain't going to let you say it if it ain't right. And that requires, woofing and, you know, raising your voice and shit and huffing and all that goddamn shit, because you fucking with street niggas. You fucking
because
with street niggas. You can't go up to those street niggas, hey, sir, what you're saying doesn't really make that much sense. And I wonder, could you adjust it? Man, sure, I know how to talk like that, but I don't want to get slapped. You gotta talk to that motherfucker the way he gonna understand what you saying. You know, that's where I'm at, man. You know, and I'm a nigga that, you know, I come on here, I go for months without, well, I always raise my voice because I'm high, I'm volatile. Don't fuck with me if you don't want to fuck with no volatile nigga. And I'm getting old and I ain't got brakes, like, hey, all you motherfuckers, I told you I drive a Mack truck and I ain't got no headlights and I drive it light at night. Not my brakes is bad.
He comes up so motherfucking. Hey, I'm so old that goddamn that truck I'm driving too heavy to stop. I can't press those goddamn brakes hard enough. Shit, you motherfuckers about to get ran over. Shout, I love your motherfucking ass, man. Hey,
yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Did I put you in the fucking group?
Nah, I ain't get a chance to reach out to you yet.
Man, fuck that, man. I'm finna, what's your fucking Facebook name?
I think it's Sean.
Hit me on actually, go on my page and get that link. It's a long link about the group. And go to that link and request to join.
You got it.
All right, man, you be cool. Say, you guys, now, you know, I sit up, in reality, if you really pay attention, I like to have fun about shit. If I can, while I'm at this broad, and you guys listening to me check her about this, that, and the other, and hearing how I'm checking her, you also should be paying attention how I got baby just chuckling and grinning. Because I know the key to getting what you want is to opening up that bitch funny bone. And if you do that slickly, she won't see you as a hard jokester. But you won't be able to do any of this goddamn shit if you don't look for this fucking shit. And you ain't going to look for this kind of goddamn shit unless you fuck with a nigga like me. Because I put you up on shit like this. Son, I see you just got back on. Did you want something? Oh, you went back off too. Okay. Hey, so I'm just saying, you guys, listen to the game that's being spit. You better realize that the game has only begun when you catch that woman. It's just begun. Whatever you showed her, whatever you did for her in the very beginning, whatever you showed her about you is what you're going to have to continue to show her throughout the relationship if you want to keep her. Now, some of you guys don't care, and I don't particularly care, but I bet you can't tell my woman that, man. My man, she's never ceased to be amazed by me and the attention that I paid to details about shit. I'm the kind of motherfucker, I don't give a fuck. But then I'm also the kind of motherfucker, I give a fuck about shit so, you know, small that, you know, I know the bitch might like a 5-petal rose instead of a 4-petal rose, and I'm going to get it. And I'm going to, you know, acknowledge all that. But anyway, something like. See, most of you guys forget that there's actually going to be some kind of interaction besides sex between you and your woman. So that's why we talking about this shit tonight. You know, we talk about some shit that's very important, that's rarely ever addressed. Hold on, excuse me. That's rarely ever addressed because most dudes are afraid to address this kind of shit. Don't you know this is what make marriages and relationships fall apart? Because motherfuckers don't know how to talk about, you know, what's real. Because I know if it's about sex, you ain't gonna have that bitch long. See, I want to see all you motherfuckers grow old and prosperous. And the only way that's going to happen is for a lot of you motherfuckers to have a significant other. Now, some of you need a significant other to make you whole, and some of you need a significant other because you want to fuck on a bitch. I don't give a fuck why you need a significant other. I just want you to know that when it comes time for the significant other, you have to be the actual other part. When I say significant other, me and you, we talking about the woman. But in reality, you should really be looking at her significant other is your ass. See, I don't really think like that, but many of you motherfuckers do. And it's not necessarily a cupcake way to think. I mean, it is borderline, and if you ain't careful, you're going to be a cupcake motherfucker. But you certainly can, you know, seriously care about your spouse's thoughts or position as long as you maintain yours and be cool. See, but, you know, the best way is to not really care about that shit. Now, we're going to be talking about standing on it, and we're going to be talking about seeing through muddy water and spotting dry land tonight. This is two important things. Now, what do they mean? I mean, what do sentences like this mean? Are you down? What does that mean? What do are you a quality catch? And what the fuck do that mean? Do you know what to do with a woman after sex, man? Do you guys ever ask yourselves to woman after sex? I know, plan some kind of outing and go fly some kites and, you know, drink some tea and go to fucking Starbucks and get a coffee. And you guys are so fucking silly. Man, after I got through fucking the bitch, I didn't fuck her. And now, this whatever time. Because I ain't got no times. You know, I ain't got no certain times and shit. So whatever time, after I got through fucking her, man, I didn't got out to be it. He came in one of my shop or my office and start doing some shit. And the bitch gonna come say, what's wrong? Woo? Nothing. I'm gonna show that bitch what I be doing. This bitch gonna be strong because I fly like that. 847, what's up, man?
Hey, what's good? This is Leon Ledinsky here, man.
Leon Ledinsky, what's happening with you? You got me. You got that thing I sent you so you can send a request, right?
Yeah, I got your message.
All right, brother. Cool. What's happening?
So here's what I want to kick in. What advice do you have for a man who does not want to be too trustful of people and neither does he want to be completely mistrustful of everybody, finding that balance?
Let me tell you something, brother. And I don't know if this is going to help you or not, but this is me. I don't believe shit. I don't think you going to do what you say. None of it. Everything I do, once we start, let's say me and you start hanging and we doing shit and, you know, these things require you to do this or that and it requires me to do this or that, I'm going to be doubting you going to do your part. And I'm going to be motherfucking totally looking for the holes that's left over from you not doing your part. Now, why would you think I'm like that, bro?
Because, see, if I was too mistrustful, I would have never gotten your course, and then I would have never made that progress in my life that I needed.
Right, I agree with that.
Yeah.
But wait, you're going off. What I'm saying is, why would I be so distrustful?
Because in this day, that's how you got to be with motherfuckers out there.
No. You know why I'm so distrustful? Because
the
I don't
words
believe
don't mean nothing.
No. I don't believe no one says and mean what they says as I do. So whatever someone says, only time I'm going to believe it is when they show me. And everything I'm going to do is going to promote them to show me. But I'm not going to say that's what I'm doing. I'm just going to be challenging them. So whatever they were talking about, they're going to have to show me. And as they show it to me, I'm going to get to see if I'm dealing with a real person or not, or if I'm dealing with a motherfucker that just knows some words to say. Because that's what everybody get. That's why you are like you are, because you deal with a lot of people that just know the right words to say, and they're full of shit. But if you know how to see that person besides their fucking words, you don't get beat, man, because believe me, bro, people could beat me if they wanted to beat me, but I don't put myself in that position. And I don't even consider ever beating somebody. I'm going to give them something versus beat them. And what I'm saying is by me thinking like that, by me being like that, it allows me to be totally comfortable with thinking the exact opposite about people.
Because if people was like me, let's say I think I'm a really good guy. Now, if people was like me, there wouldn't be no such thing as me. I have to stand out. And you only stand out by looking and seeing bullshitters. And me and you both know one bullshitter that, you know, we in my late, but ain't that a bitch. We ain't still fucking with no bullshit. You know, we have to always understand that life is something that goes on, and if you're scared of it, you'll think of ways to keep you from participating. You be aware of it, and you think of ways to make you do whatever you got to do aware of life so that when whatever life got to offer you come up, it ain't fucking with what you got to do because you didn't already thought of that shit. That's what we do. That's why when you come into the group, it's going to be a lot more deeper because my plan, you may not know this because, you know, but my plan, people have to get game. I can't get a group of people with no game and then try to kick it with them. So I go through these years of getting people that's getting game through the course. Now, when we go in the group, this group, even though you guys aren't these same niggas, excuse me, you're not the same kind of dudes, it's like if I was gone for 5 years in Canada, then I came back and went to New York, and I seen a bunch of motherfuckers, and we just start kicking it because they all got game. I ain't got to see who they are and guess if they know what they talking about and all this old stupid shit. If it's 10 of them motherfuckers, and you know they're the kind of niggas we are, you know what I'm saying? Shit, we could just talk. And that's what's going to be able to happen in this fucking group. But that's not going to be able to happen until you get in that group and you're in there for about a week or two and you see what we're doing. Because it's a private group. And I'm going to bring it out to you, Leon. You know, I hate you got into that shit, but I'm going to bring it out to you. And it's all going to be winning for you because it ain't going to cost no more goddamn money. How
man,
about that,
I'm
bro?
Just, yeah, that's good, man. That's good. You know what, man? It doesn't mean nothing anymore, but shit. I noticed a hole with that dude, and for some fucking reason I ignored it. I think it's because I like the prospect of easy money. But then, you know, later I found out that that's one of the biggest things that motherfuckers fall victim to is the prospect of some easy money.
Yeah, but bro, just being a wise man, even if you haven't never took the course, you know there's no such thing as easy money. The only thing easy is to get charged. Period. That's the only thing easy. Everything else, you're going to have to work to get it done. You have to go to the extra yard to let a motherfucker like that, you know, actually tell you a lot. And I'm saying, I had a motherfucker in my house, you know, many times, man. I bust him out, man. You can't kill me that goddamn shit, man. What the fuck wrong with you? You know, who the fuck is that you talking to? You know, straighten that shit out, man. Whenever you hear shit, you got to straighten it out. Because if you let it go, that person thinks that way. And that's where they're going to be coming from. And from that point on, you may not care because you ain't going to let nothing happen, but that's a plotting motherfucker trying to plot. Not that particular dude, but I'm going to come up with a person that's doing that shit. So we going to learn how the confidence that we get from the course not only helps us in the things that we've already tried to learn and utilize it for, but we gonna start seeing how life, general life things, making a left turn. Dude, you don't know how much thought I give it to making a left turn. Brother, there is absolutely nothing I simply do. That's fucked up too. And that's another thing that I have to be aware of to make sure I don't pass on to you, because you don't want to be overboard like I am. I'm really overboard. I overthink a lot of shit, you know, but
that's just me, so I deal with it. But you don't have to be that way, but you got to be careful or you'll become that way, because it actually gets to be fun to think through shit when you know you would have left it alone a year ago. You wouldn't even got this far with this shit, and that shit gets to be fun. It shows you that you're thinking and using your head and shit. But after a while, you get hooked on that shit, and you can't let a thought go. At least I can't.
Yeah.
Leon, oh, get at me, man, all right?
All right, I see you later.
All right, brothers, let's shout. Say, so, you know, let's go a little bit deeper into what I'm actually talking about. Because if you're really looking, you know, for a woman, and I'm not saying this in no kind of negative way, you know, I ain't saying nothing about you shouldn't be looking for no. I'm saying if you are looking for a woman, we got to agree on some shit. Well, the first thing we need to agree on is that I know some shit your ass don't know about women. And if we can agree on that, we need to also agree that I got a perspective that you want to acquire. Now, if that's the case, you got to check this out. Because there is no right one for you if you don't do right by yourself. So, who's the first bitch you should be looking for? You. You should be the first bitch you catch. Because when you catch yourself and you make you do everything you thinking about you supposed to be doing, then you can go catch a bitch. And when you catch that bitch, you ain't gonna even wonder what she doing, because the way you catch her is gonna be the way she is. And it was gonna be straight laced. And she's just gonna be respectful. Until you would have, like I tell my woman, she get mad at me and such. I don't give a fuck, girl. You can't leave me. I have to really do something fucked up. I mean, something really, like steal something from her, or I don't know what, but some really fucked up shit for that motherfucker to leave me. And I know how chicken shit, not much, you know, of a motherfucker I am to live with. The motherfucker ain't leaving me. Hey, so listen. It's just essential that you develop this perspective so that the inner you can come out through how you see the world. Otherwise, how the outer you see the world, and most of it's about confirmation, you conform. The inner you really just be looking at the world. You just, on the inside, looking at the world, you're watching that outer you smile at this bitch, kiss your boss ass, you know, all that kind of shit. See, we want to live off that inner you, because you can have a great life and keep a job and everything living off that inner you. You just got to know how to do it. You have to know how to do it. Now, develop a strong perspective on the information that we kick, or a strong perspective on life in general. At the same time, you're going to be developing a personality to match it. This is what you guys don't understand. If you don't have no position, why does Hercules look like Hercules? Because you say, or people say, Hercules got muscles. Big old strong motherfucker. You look at this dude, say he's Hercules. He got muscles and all this. You believe he's Hercules. He might not be, but shit. You know, he ain't got the muscles. So, I'm not saying this is, you know, something for you to cream on or whatever. I'm just saying it's essential for you to realize what's real. You gotta let the inner you come out. And the only time the inner you gonna come out is when the outer you accepts what's real. All I want you to understand is I know that you got respect for what I've done in the game, if that's the case,
than what I'm doing for you now. You got respect for that. But don't get lost. And just understand there's no precise definition of what we're doing, because we're talking about the ways of alpha men, and it can't be categorized as a how to be an alpha man type situation. That's what makes you an alpha man. You don't need a how-to guide in any respect. You should know certain things don't always happen by the book. You know, and in life, you know, alpha man, he knows that. But by his being an alpha man, he takes it in stride, and he deals with it as it happens. He do not let whatever it is deal with him, because you're at a loss when you do that. If you don't deal with it, it's going to deal with you. And it's some fucked up shit. You're going to be letting some fucked up shit deal with you. Oh, come on. I'm going to deal, you know, with whatever my situation is. Everything we talk about, everything we're talking about now, everything we're going to talk about in the future is going to be fucking filtered through your actual experiences. And when you learn whatever it is that you're learning, you got to make sure you don't pigeonhole yourself by requiring some fucking definitions. What is up? Well, of course, up could be above your head. Up could be knowing something. I'm up on that. You know, up could be you sharp as far as up to date. I'm saying up could mean hella shit. That's why you got to define every fucking word you use. That's why you don't want to use ambiguous words. Because if you use ambiguous words, there's two or three definitions out there. How do you know they're going to choose the one you think to adhere to while you're talking? Man, I don't use ambiguous words. You know, I ain't going to say, hey, baby, are you up on this? Even though she should know what that means, I'm going to ask that bitch, do you know what I'm talking about? I ain't giving that bitch a chance. I'm not giving that bitch a chance to, like, not know something and then catch me off, you know, with some shit. No, bitch. You ain't catching me like that. My motherfucking thing is to stay down for my crown. And that's what I do every day, all day. 985, I see you, brother. Hold on 1 second, and let me get you. What's happening, man?
What was happening, OG? This is E from New Orleans, baby.
Hey, what's happening?
Nothing much, man. Just calling in, listening to this fire-ass game, man. I just had to press one to holler at you, and, you know, just tell you
hey,
how you know you the rhythm, man.
This Ernest Stackhouse?
Yeah.
What's up? Okay. All right, man. You know me, man. I always spit, man. You know, regardless.
Man.
Even when I'm going through shit, I be spitting. I got a gang of shit to spit. Yeah.
Man, you're the realest motherfucker ever, bro. I just had to tell you, brother, that, you know, the course is just, it's just a whole new, you know, it's just everything, man. Like, for real. But one thing I was saying I was having problems with myself was just like whenever I'd be chopping it up with a broad, I'd just be seeing myself spitting too fast or whatever. You feel what I'm saying? Like going faster than what my mind thinking or whatever.
Well, man, let's say that's true. Let's say you do that. What do you do about it? Nothing.
No. Whenever I do it, whenever I'm talking, I slow myself down. You feel what I'm saying? But I just be trying to stop myself from doing it, period, or whatever, you feel me? Like, I don't
know. No, because
you're
tripping like you're doing something wrong, man. No.
Okay.
Let's say you spit too fast.
Right.
Let's say you check that you spit too fast. You're supposed
right.
to say, first, you're supposed to stop dead in the middle of the sentence and look at baby and say, girl, shit, I don't usually get this motherfucking excited. And she say, what? What you talking, girl? I'm talking so fast, I'm getting ahead of myself. Let me slow down. Be dramatic about it. Bring the bitch in on it.
That way you'll get the player feeling.
Yes, sir.
I'm playing, bro. I ain't finna let some kind of truthful situation make me get stuck for because that's all that happens when you actually realize you spit too fast, getting ahead of yourself. Then you start tripping on what to say.
Right.
Now,
right,
listen to the
right.
game I'm giving you, man. Listen to the game I'm giving you. The science in the game I'm giving you. Otherwise, you realize you're going too fast. So now you got to stop going. You start thinking to stop, you know, stop this. And
hello? Hello?
702, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, what's up, man? It's my bad, man, because some kind of way I knock myself off the line. But what's up?
Oh, not too much. I was gonna ask you about you know, how you get your drop of a dime skills faster and better.
Hold on, bro. Hey, E, that's you?
Yeah, I'm on the line.
All right, cool. Hold on. Okay, now we back 702. How do you get your drop of a dime skills? Is that what you asked?
Yeah, better. You know, just being able to have those the right thing to say at the right time.
Okay, check this out, man. What does the drop of a dime mean to you?
The second you see something, you better have an answer for it in a drop of a dime from a waist level, I guess. You
okay.
Know, about
I don't know what waist level.
Just dropping it from your waist. I mean, just like a drop of a dime from your hand to the ground.
Okay, it's not a timing thing as far as that from your hand to the ground. But it is a timing thing, as you were saying at first, having something to say immediately. But if you don't have a real definition of what drop of a dime means, how the fuck can you really do whatever drop of a dime is? So, to me, drop of a dime means that I'm in the pawn shop, pawning something, and whoever walks past wherever that gets my attention, the drop of a dime means if it's about me stopping what I'm doing, I'm stopping what I'm doing. I'm finna go get at this bitch. I'm going to say whatever the hell I got to say to this bitch. And I'm going to make that bitch wait on me because I'm going to make her know that I'm in here at the pawn shop and I'm doing something, but I couldn't let her get away. And can you hold on just a few minutes? Let me take it. You know, I'm going to run a whole bunch of shit down to her because I think like that. What I'm saying is I think like that because I can't think something and let it go. Otherwise, I go deep into just about everything I think like that. Man, I'm going to write this damn shit down. And then as I'm writing, I'm saying, well, nigga, what you writing for? Is you writing to write it? Or is this going to be something? Is this going to be some points you're going to do? And, you know, maybe I tell myself I want to make some bullet points. And then I say, yeah, well, I'll make me some bullet points about this goddamn shit. And then these bullet points is going to show me other shit. You know, I'm just saying, I think like that. You should think like that. All of you guys should think like that. Because once you start thinking like that protects you. It makes you be able to get at a bitch at the drop of a dime. Have you ever heard a live show that I was on
where some bitch called in and was start fucking with me, and I damn had that bitch coming through the goddamn phone on me. Have you listened to that shit? I done did it 5 or 6 times in different shows. I don't know what a bitch gonna call, but they call in with whatever they call in with. And I'll let a motherfucker know, man. When you talking to a bitch that got a big mouth like this motherfucker right here, man, you know, you guys are gonna shut her up. Then you just set them up, shut them up, and then when the bitch is quiet, you know how you catch her? Let me say this. You just said you can shut a bitch up, blah, 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 blah. And then you say something when you're on the phone, but not a bitch quiet. How do you catch her?
You sit there and let her think about what you just said?
No. You look at that bitch. I'm not looking at this because she's on the phone. You just say, yeah, bitch. Do you see how quiet you was just now? You show her how you handled her. Don't be scared to let her see you handled her, because when you shut a bitch up, if you and a bitch have a words and you shut her up, you liable to say, yeah, it's quiet. Yeah, you can't be cool. No, nigga, that ain't what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to say you quiet because I didn't straighten your ass out of block, and you're supposed to let her know why she quiet. Because you know what that do? That let her see you always in control. And as far as I'm concerned, if you ain't thinking like this, you ain't thinking shit through. You feel me, bro?
Man, hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Because I ain't no joke. I ain't trying to fool none of you niggas, man. You know, I ain't trying to... Hey, let me tell you guys something else. I'm a motherfucker. Now, you guys see me. I'm gray-haired, you know. I'm an old nigga. I ain't had no bitch in like 18 years. I've been married, you know what I'm saying? I ain't had no bitches in the streets and shit. Have you guys noticed that every single today, currently pimping motherfucker that have shit to say, they get to coming at me? Now listen to how bad of a nigga I am, because I ain't had a bitch in 18 years. So why would they fuck with me? Because there's dudes out there right now with bitches right now today, Rolls Royce driving motherfuckers, that these niggas could compare themselves to. But they don't. Because what I did was so magnanimous that these motherfuckers still compare themselves with me. And what I'm saying is, what you gonna win if you win the comparison? I ain't out there. I ain't trying to make no reputation off of pimping. Come on, man. I'm just talking about game. And see, this is why young motherfuckers don't see they can't stand a chance with me. Not that they don't stand a chance. It's just that I'm an old nigga that lived this life, and you a young nigga that's living it. Who gonna win the conversation? They don't even think about that. So, you know, I started to put the jewelry on. I got a bunch of... Man, I'm not a nigga without no jewelry. I just don't wear jewelry. I'm the gem. I'm the motherfucking gem. I don't need no goddamn jewelry to shine. All I need to do is smile. That's my shine. And I'm down and dirty. So that's the way I go. E, what was we talking about, man?
Oh, no, you were just giving me the game on how to keep my mind straight if I think I'm slipping whenever I'm talking to a bitch going too fast or whatever. You were just straightening me out, though, you feel me? But all the stuff...
Hey, man, whenever you think you're going too fast, then... See, listen, this is what I didn't tell you. See, the way you win in those situations is you got to have... Now, you don't have to call it this, but you got to have a what to do when I'm going too fast plan. See, when you implement that plan, see, that stops you from worrying about going too fast. Now you're worried about doing this shit you already implemented. I mean, not implemented, you already thought of, so that when you implement it, as long as you do it, it's going to handle what you do when you're going too fast. And see, this shit keeps you in control. It don't let the situation start controlling you. You control the situation. That's why you have to critically think about shit. You can't just let a thought come to your head. But you got to be careful, because you don't want to be up all night thinking shit. like me. Both of y'all, man. Either one of y'all got something else?
Nah,
I'm
good.
All right, cool.
But
hey, I'm sorry, man. I didn't. You the one I cut off. Go ahead.
I was just gonna say, last night I had the opportunity to see Kenny Redd at the Soul Festival last night, and he ain't had no jury on or nothing. But you know, the first thing that came to my mind, because it was more players, they were suited and booted too. But the first thing that came to my mind is like that AK from the American Pimp. And I know a motherfucker trying to run up on y'all in person, like, they might think it's sweet, but you know what I'm saying? That mouthpiece is a motherfucker, man.
Hey, it is. And see, the thing about Kenny Redd, the thing about even Magic Wine, I mean, you know, me and Kenny Redd more similar than me and Magic Wine. But what I'm saying is, the one thing about each of us, you could think what you think, but everything we've done is documented as serious about whatever we're claiming. There's no, you got to find this out and you can't, you're looking for this and you can't. What I'm saying, man, is if, you know, something happened to a person that I love, I'm fucking showing up. You know, I'm coming up, this is a funeral or something like that. I'm showing up, man. You know, and that just goes to show that you respect game. And if you don't, you know, it shows you don't respect game. It's just, that's how I am, you know. I hope I never know any one of you motherfuckers that died, man. And if I really, really know you, I'm going to come pay my respect. But the thing about death, you know, I'm not prepared to die, but what I'm saying is shit. That's what I think about now, man. I ain't trying to think about making no goddamn name for myself. You know, I already did that shit. I'm not trying to make more money than the next great pimping-ass motherfucker. I already did that. What I'm trying to do is not need nobody. I don't want to be a burden on no motherfucker. I want to take care of my own shit. And I've been doing that. 65, God has blessed me to be 65. I've been doing that shit. You niggas need to understand how strong that shit is. I ain't depending on the welfare motherfucker telling me, you know, whatever they tell the motherfucker. I ain't depending on none of that goddamn shit. I'm depending on Bud. I'm paying my doctor bills. Don't get me wrong. I'm 65, so I did sign up for that Medicare or Cal or whatever that shit is. So, you know, a nigga did do that. But what I'm saying is, this shit, I ain't waiting on them motherfuckers to offer me no X amount of money so I can be on a budget. They telling me that I got to, you know, make $1,100 a month. And if I make $1,150, I got to pay them $50. I ain't trying to be about that shit. Hey, I'm one of the few black motherfuckers in the world that quit welfare. Man, take that goddamn check. I sent it back. I don't want that damn shit you asking all these questions. You crazy motherfucker. Hey, but that's just the way it is, you guys. We got a short show today. Unless I got some more motherfuckers that got some questions, you know, I'm gonna, you know, go in on all my shows are gonna start in an hour because I'm gonna be doing a lot more social media, you know, in a lot of ways, like YouTube, a lot of other shit I'll be doing. So there's gonna be plenty of ways for us to interact, but the real interaction, I'm telling you, I'm going towards the group. Not that I ain't going to stop doing the show. When the people start complaining too much, I'll make it 2 hours again. But at this point, I'm really thinking about 90 minutes for each one of the shows. And we can get shit done. And everybody, get that link to the groups and then ask for a request. Soon as you request to be in the group. And as soon as you do that, go to AskRosebud@gmail.com and send me the email for proof of purchase so that I can just click you in because that's all it takes. I got it just like that and shit, you guys. I'm gone. Next week, I probably will do a little longer, but as you can hear, my voice is starting to fuck up here. I've been sick. I'm all right now, but I got to go short. Be cool.